We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van
Vliet! All right, here we go, my friends. Welcome back to another audio adventure on Insight. I'm CVV, Chris Van Vliet. Thank you so much for being with us as we chat with one of the GOATs. We talk about it during this conversation, but one of the things I love about Bruce Buffer is passion just oozes out of him when he's in the middle of that octagon. The man clearly loves what he does, and it was such an honor to be able to share some time with Bruce Buffer. You can find him on social media. It's at Bruce Buffer on Twitter. It's at Bruce Buffer UFC on Instagram. And if you're not following me, it's at Chris Van Vliet. And hey, if you're not following the podcast, give us a follow wherever you're listening to this right now. And I'm going to guess, since you're listening to this, that you might be a fan of the UFC. So you might have heard about that recent deal that the UFC did with Crypto.com, $175 million. Over 10 years, and they're the UFC's official cryptocurrency platform. And now you see Crypto.com on all the fight kits. And Crypto.com is not only partnered with the UFC, they've also partnered with me. And they want you to join the fastest growing cryptocurrency app that is leading cryptocurrency adoption. So they've put together a pretty generous deal here for anybody who listens to my podcast. So if you click on the link in my show notes and you use the code CVV, they're going to give you a $25 bonus on your metal card and 30 days of zero fees on credit and debit buys just for signing up, just for listening to this podcast. And Crypto.com has every product in the book. We're talking from buying a dollar in Bitcoin to spending Doge on your metal Visa card. And Crypto.com is my recommended platform. And this promo is really the perfect opportunity to get your feet wet in cryptocurrency, especially when they're willing to give you $25 bonus simply because you listen to this podcast. So the code again is CVV. The link is in the show notes, but it's crypto.com/app/CVV. Our fan of the week is Lou Lyon, who says, "Great interviewer. Chris has a great ability to connect with his guests. They trust him, and this leads to incredible deep answers to his questions. I love his ability to lower their defenses and communicate with them like two friends would naturally talk. I look forward to his podcasts every week. He is a master." Well, thank you very much for the super kind words, Lou. I appreciate that. And if you want a shout out on the show, just leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I read one out on every single episode. Now, you might have noticed that this episode is shorter than the usual, you know, 45 minutes to an hour that we normally do. Bruce had an insanely busy week, and he was gracious enough to give us 15 minutes during a super, super busy time. So we made the best of it. So ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Bruce Buffer. Bruce, such a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Chris. My pleasure.
When we see you in the octagon, you were like passion personified. And I'm curious, do you live your entire life with that same passion for everything?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tried. Passion is something. Listen, I always feel that if you're waking up, especially for work, and you're going 9 to 5 or whatever, 9 to 12 or 9 to 9 or whatever the case might be, if you're not passionate about what you do, then you have a job, right? And that's okay. That's great, as long as you're into your job. But if you're passionate about what you do and you're monetizing it, then you're living a life by design, you know, a lifestyle. So you're waking up to go after what you love. And the UFC, with the travel around the world and everything involved, I mean, it's more than just announcing 13 fights in an evening over 6 or 7, 8 hours. There's prep work, there's this, there's that, there's sacrifice of spending time with your family, there's sacrifice of being on the road. People look at the glorious side, and the trick is to make it look easy, but you know, it's definitely a lot of work. And that combined with all the other businesses I run and everything else, which gets a little overwhelming at times, but if the passion's involved, then you deal with it and you get it done, you know? Yeah. And if you have a girlfriend or a wife, if you're not passionate about it, I mean, it's not going to go very far, you know?
That's it. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about everything else that you have going on, because I think that people only see you Saturday night looking dapper in the middle of the octagon, but they don't know everything else that goes on.
Well, like for instance, last weekend and next weekend, I'll give you an example next weekend.
Sure.
I'll fly to Vegas on Friday. I'll do the UFC on Saturday. I'll stay overnight and then I'll open up the Raider game at Allegiant Stadium for the Las Vegas Raiders. And I did that last Sunday. That's one thing I do.
That was very cool, by the way. I saw that live. I'm like, it's Bruce Buffer.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a big boost to my career. And the fact that I'm just not the Octagon announcer. I'm a performer and an announcer, but I do motivational speaking. I have 3 TV commercials coming out in the next few months. I think my latest Manscaped commercial just got released, which I always have a kick in doing because I'm very self-deprecating. I don't mind making fun of myself and, you know, giving people a giggle over my, you know, whatever I do. But at the same time, when I do other businesses, like the business I've expanded for my brother, Michael Buffer, the great announcer, known for his famous Let's Get Ready to Rumble phrase, which we got together some 30 years ago and I properly trademarked and built his career and his brand worldwide into a $500 million brand along with him. And during that process, which I wrote in my book and you can read about on the internet, you know, I created my career in the Octagon, which is now 25 plus years. But in business, you should start from a base and build out of the base revenue streams, which I did for Michael and all the toys and video games and everything that we created and did, or merchandising and all that. So I'm doing the same thing for myself, because to me, all business is the same. It's just the product is different. Yeah. And right now I have 3 or 4 big, huge things happening. I just launched as a co-founder, a site you can go to called millions.co, C-O. And what that does is something that's never been done. We started with fighters. I'm all about the fighters making $1 million a night when they step in and put their blood, sweat, and tears on the octagon floor or ring or whatever it is. And that doesn't happen, except for choice few, as true of any business, right? Mm-hmm. Although the UFC pays more than anybody. I don't care what anybody says. I can argue that point all day long, okay? The fighters are making good money, but when they're not fighting, you know, they need to train. If they have a second job, it takes up a lot of time. So we're trying to teach them how to brand and market themselves. We'll take a fighter or an NCAA athlete now that they can make money, or we have MLB, NFL stars coming in. And what millions.co does is we'll create merchandise for them. And we'll give them ways to make money doing videos like cameos, which I do a lot of cameos and a lot of videos for my site, brucebuffer.com, for the fans. That keeps me extremely busy doing that for the fans and stuff. But this gives them a chance to market to their social media fan base and direct market, which is what business is about these days with social media. So I teach branding and marketing to companies. I want to teach it to the athletes. And if you go to millions.co, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. The other thing is Puncher's Chance, my bourbon. We've had this launch for a year now. It's the sweetest tasting nectar of the bourbon gods out there. I say that because I could back it up. We've won 6 gold medal awards, 3 for taste, 3 for bottle design. And it's the fastest selling, highest rated craft distilled bourbon in America right now. Big, big, big. Conor McGregor, George Clooney, Ryan Reynolds, they all sold their companies. I can say I've won more awards than any of them, except maybe Casamigos, and I'm just a year out of the gate. So watch what I do with this in the next 5 years. Okay.
Yeah,
it's on its way. Big product coming out hitting America that I launched in England is my It's Time energy drink. Now, this is a very amazing drink, all natural. None of the crap like taurine, which is in all the others, not putting them down, but it's not good for you. Okay. This has all natural energy, absolutely no sugar, 200 milligrams of caffeine from green coffee beans, no crash, full of vitamins and minerals. This is made for athletes. This is made for everybody. It's actually nourishing. You can drink this every day. It's not bad for you. Mm. You know, obviously it's a little,
love it,
little variety there, but this is going into 40 countries worldwide.
Yeah.
It'll be in America next month on Amazon and then in every store in America next year. So that's one of my biggest projects I'm working on there. And I'm launching, and there'll be another 50 nutritional products over the next 2 years from the It's Time Energy brand, you know, being distributed out through the pipeline. So I have all this pre-planned. I run business like chess. I think three steps ahead. Yeah. And I always side myself with the best business partners, and I only deal with the best products. That's why I announced the UFC. That's why I released what I just showed you. It's why I'm with millions.co, blah, blah, blah. That's why I manage Michael Buffer, you know, the whole nine yards. And the next one, to answer your question, is I'm coming out with the It's Time cologne. Very amazing. It's I'm telling you, your girlfriends are going to love this. Trust me. And I don't want to make a joke like smell like buff, but it's like that'll be also in probably 40 countries around the world. You're going to the airports and the duty-free shops, and you'll see the image of me with my cologne along with Julia Roberts and Matthew McConaughey. When I see that, I'm going to fall on the floor laughing my butt off. Okay. It's gonna, but that's also going to be backed up with a whole line of toiletries, very high quality toiletry lines, body wash, facial wash, moisturizer, deodorant, soap and a rope. You know, it's all there. And you'll see all this. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see the evolutionary process of what's taking place.
Yeah.
There's a long answer to a short question, and there's much more going on too.
Yeah.
I mean, just the cameos and the videos that people order at brucebuffer.com seriously keep my partner Chris and I very, very busy.
Yeah.
And I get partial proceeds back to animal, military, and children charities.
What's the most ridiculous request you've got? Because you do intros for people on
brucebuffer.com. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the intros, championship intros, UFC fans, they love them. I introduce you like you're a champion in the cage. And I'm not pushing it, but again, if you go to brucebuffer.com, you'll see it, or go to Cameo, you'll see samples. I've had a church, here's an example. I mean, I've had people request eulogies. They haven't even died yet, and they want a eulogy, okay, to play at their
funeral. Oh my God.
I've had a request where I introduced Jesus Christ against the devil in a battle that they played in a video at a Sunday sermon for a big church. You know, that was pretty wild.
Wow. Yeah.
There's some crazy requests come in, you know. One time I did a cameo where I said, and now it's time to move on. And I thought the guy was doing it for his girlfriend because she's buying a new car, getting a new job, but he was breaking up with her.
Oh my God.
And he didn't make that clear to me. And it went viral all over the world. I mean, the New York Times, the UK Sun, TMZ, they all covered it. It's like, I don't do those kind of videos. That was a mistake, you know? And you got to be careful when they send those scripts. You don't know what they're for. That's, I have so to turn down, keep it classy or I won't do it.
What, walk me through fight day. What does your routine look like before you get in the octagon?
You know, a good night's sleep, power breakfast, meditation, workout. I don't rehearse. I'll go over the names, make sure I say them correctly. I've got about 4 hours of prep work on the fight cards I hold in my hand, which have also become huge collectibles. One of those fight cards, Carver cards, sold as much as $4,200. One of a kind collectible. I'm very big in memorabilia, sports memorabilia collectibles. I know how to create a market for it, but that's another story too. But it's just being prepared for the show. And then once I walk out into the arena, I feel the energy of the crowd, and that's what gets me going.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the toughest type of name to say?
Believe it or not, single syllable names like Mike Swick, right? Frank Trigg. Give me Khabib Nurmagomedov all day long. Give me Russian, Asian, you name it. The more meat, the more fun. You know,
is it because Mike Swick? It's just two syllables. Can't say anything.
Yeah, it's just single syllable. Mike Swick. You know, Mike Swick. You know, he's a great friend of mine, but he's actually Lisa Swick. Frank Trey. You know, it's like, I mean, Khabib Nurmagomedov. You know, there's so much more to that. So much more to that.
I'm so curious where you found your voice, because your announcing voice is like a performance, like you said, and so different from your speaking voice.
Thank you. My dad was a Marine Corps drill instructor. He was in the Marines for 13 years, World War II in Korea. I used to walk in a room when I was like 5 or 6, say, "Hey, Dad, son, project your voice, shoulders back, chest out, right? Let them know you're in the room." Okay, Dad, right? But this is what I grew up with. And his voice, he never hit me. His voice could scare the Pope, right? If I knew Dad was mad at me, I just didn't want to reap that wrath of God when he got home, you know? I love him to death. I loved him to death. He's not with me anymore. But that's probably where the upbringing came in. But I've never been trained. I liked to sing when I was a kid. I did motivational speaking before I ever set foot in the octagon. And it just kind of built, you know? It's a tool. If you look at me in the first fight I did back in 96, it's a completely different, you know, it's been evolutionary process. The muscle, the tool has been, you know, developed.
How many fights or how many years would you say it took you to become the performer that you are now? Because like you said, if you look at you in the 90s, it's a lot different from now.
I would say during the first 3 years, I told myself in the first 3 years, I can't create my own distinct style. I wasn't going to do it. I didn't want to be Frank Sinatra Jr. No disrespect to him. He does what he does. I didn't want to be, that's Michael Buffer's brother, or he's being like Michael. I had no interest in that. I manage Michael. I don't ride his coattails. I sew them on. Right. There's a big difference. So if I was going to stand out by myself, I needed to make my own mark in life. Mm-hmm. And I would say probably, you know, over the course of 3 to 7 years, I was standing still for the first 3 years. And I remember I have this lion inside me. I've been an athlete my whole life, and I banged, I've stood across. I know what it's like to fight. And I want to introduce the Warriors the way I would want to be introduced. So I had to move, you know, and I started moving, and then, you know, people talk about my moves, the 360, the 180, the 90, you know, degree, the jumps, the whatever. I don't know what I'm going to do till I do it. Okay. But there's a repertoire of movements that I've made. I know that octagon, like a basketball player knows his half court. I know exactly where I'm at every time. And like I said, passion. I go in there, let it fly. Show's not about me. It's about the fighters and the fans. And I'm there to perform for them. And the power, I have to prove to myself every night I walk in the octagon, I deserve that job.
Yeah,
I'm that way every night. That Saturday night or Saturday when I walk out, I did UFC 268. I think I really, you know, got into that and had a great time in Madison Square Garden after I got over COVID before that. Not fun. Stay safe. And I'm still safe. I can get it again. I don't want to ever get that thing again. Thank God my lungs are good. And then I'll go out Saturday when Miesha Tate fights Ketlin Vieira, and I'll do the same thing. Got to prove to myself I deserve this job.
Before the first ever Buffer 180, did you plan that out or did it just happen in the moment?
Happened in the moment. I was actually facing the red corner when I introduced the blue corner. Suddenly realized, wait a minute, I'm over in the red corner. So I used to have a pretty good spinning bottom fist, and I spun around, you know, to the blue corner and fighting, you know, and all of a sudden the crowd reacted, and I thought, I got back to my seat and I thought, something there. Another little addition.
Yeah. Like, I want to be super respectful of your time. Thank you so much for joining us.
If you have a couple more questions, I got a couple.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I will talk about what I was going to ask you, which is gratitude. And what are 3 things in your life right now that you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for my family, you know, the upbringing, the love that I'm very lucky to say that I have in my life. I'm grateful for my health, because no matter what's around me, if you're not healthy, it's just not worth it. You know, you got to be healthy to enjoy everything you have. And I'm grateful for a lot of things. But on a third note, I'm grateful that I have the attitude that I have, where I have a 3-foot theory. I want everybody around me to be prosperous, healthy, and happy, right? And I treat everybody with respect. And I'm grateful that I'm that kind of a person, that I can share that. You know, I'm not into cocky and arrogant people. I'm not something I care to associate with, although we all have to. I'm just grateful to be humble and just appreciate that I wake up every day and I have what I have in my life. I'm very grateful for everything I have in my life. Yeah. And I'll work my best to keep it going and take care of my family.
I love that. I remember where I was when I first found out that UFC was a thing. You were kind of in that world before you were working for UFC. But do you remember hearing about the Ultimate Fighting Championship for the first time?
I remember sparring with Royce Gracie in 1991 before 93 when it started. I went to a dojo in Torrance, California, that a movie director, very famous, named John Milius, who did Conan the Barbarian and Red Dawn and wrote Apocalypse Now. He said, "Hey, Buff, come with me to, I know you're kickboxing all the time, but come with me and train jiu-jitsu." I said, "I've trained jiu-jitsu, not too much." But he said, "No, you never trained Gracie jiu-jitsu." I went there and a skinny kid came out and said, "Hey, my name is Royce, come with me." And he took me into a room, closed the door, all padded up room. And he said, "I understand you're a kickboxer. Come at me, take my head off." Right? I said, "You want to put on some gloves? You know, I'm game." And he said, "No, come at me." So I went at him, you know, threw a few punches, got underneath my punches, took me to the ground. 45 seconds later, so I'm in a side choke. He's choking me out. He goes, "Tap, tap, tap." So I tap, and I'll never forget. He got up, straightened his gi, and he said, "See, isn't it nice not to get hit in the face?" Right? And then 2 years later, the UFC came out, and I watched it, and I realized that was my world, and, you know, welcome to it. But it was a spectacle. It needed to be refined. And, you know, I was glued to the screen. By UFC 2 and 3, it got a little brutal, but I'd seen brutal fights like that in reality. I didn't know if it was going to make it. You know, I don't think they knew they were going to go past a few shows. But then the refinement came in. I had Michael do 6-7 and Ultimate, and then I couldn't keep him there because we had a big contract with WCW Wrestling back then with Sting and Hulk. And then I fought to get myself into the Octagon, which is a whole nother story. I wrote about all this in my book, It's Time and More. I wrote that as a motivational book for people, aside from just my story. It's 30% UFC. The rest is family, success, failure, you know, all the wonderful things we go through in life.
What's amazing, though, is that you can take two fairly, you know, common words, it's and time, and make it your catchphrase. Like, that's unbelievable.
Thank you. It's that's why I always say it's not what I say, it's how I say it.
Yeah.
And I didn't go immediately to have a phrase because I wasn't phrase driven. I didn't want to be, again, like Michael Buffer. Everybody's copying Michael. I wanted to create my own style. And that just came over time. And then it developed organically. And in business, when it develops organically, that's when it becomes the strongest possible.
Yeah. I think that there's certain things in our life that when they happen, they put us on a path and lead us to where we've become or where we are now.
True.
Can you imagine if you and Michael, your paths never crossed and you never realized that you were half brothers?
We wouldn't be having this conversation. I had businesses. I started my first business at 19, and I'll always make money. I mean, I know how to make money, and whatever, it's little or a lot or whatever. I always believe that I can, because I've gone broke in my life. You know, I made 7 figures and lost it and made it again. And, you know, it's, you got to know what it's like to fail before you know what it's like to succeed sometimes. But I'm confident that I would always find something to do. I'm an entrepreneur. But thank God that Michael and I did meet for two reasons. I found my long lost half brother, who I love dearly. And I was able to get into the world of sports and entertainment, which I probably would not have gone to the foray as I am now if it wasn't for meeting Michael. But I did it my way, and that's what I'm very happy about.
And now the two greatest announcers of all time have the last name Buffer.
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. I appreciate your words. Yeah, it's really cool. Sunday night, he's out doing the Rams. And on Monday night, I'm out on ESPN doing the Raiders. I mean, and we're brothers. It's just, it's a very unique thing. It's very, we're very proud of that. It's very cool. We're very supportive of each other.
It's been amazing watching your progress in the ring and watching you become one of the goats. So
thanks.
So amazing to be able to share this time with you, Bruce. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I'm just, call me Bruce, man. I'm just out there doing my gig. I'm equal to everybody else, but if you try to announce against me, I'll kick your butt.
Yeah. I've done some ring announcing. I am no Bruce Buffer.
You don't want to be Bruce Buffer. You want to be who you are. Okay? You want to be Chris. All right.
Love that. Bruce, thank you so much.
All right, Chris. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Bruce Buffer. What a guy. What a voice. Big thank you to Bruce for making the time to chat with us during a crazy busy week. Thank you to you for always making time to listen to Insight with everything that's going on in your life as well. Share this episode with that one friend of yours who loves UFC and snap a screenshot. Let us know that you're listening. tag Bruce. He's at Bruce Buffer on Twitter. He's at Bruce Buffer UFC on Instagram, and tag me as well, at Chris Van Vliet. And we'll end with these words from Thomas Edison, who said, "Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up." Woo! That's powerful on a Wednesday. Be great, be grateful. We will see you on the next one for some more insight.